Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne.
Say the black of the belly, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac cares, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a cat. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman, I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women.
And if we don't have a race to, that would hate the lady that makes the baby. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. What up, Gus?
What's going on, bro? What's happening with you?
How you today?
I'm feeling great today.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Give me some of that. I'll have some of the good spirit with a bowl of smiles on the side. Could you do that for me?
I know, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, hey, y'all, guess what? It's Thursday, as my man 57 would say. It's our Friday, you know what I mean, here on the corner. We like to welcome every single one of you guys that have chosen us to give your afternoon to. And we going to make sure that y'all don't get nothing but 100% from us. And Ms. Priest, I'm okay to speak for you there too, right? I just say you're going to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, hey. So hell yeah, I can say that. I know Priest going to get 100. That's all she do. That is all
absolutely
she does. Yeah, so I'm out. I don't have no crazy story today, Priest. Everybody look, everybody mind their business on the train. They went, look, but I did duck that lady. I saw her, and I was focusing on Kel's Corner, what I'm going to do, how we're going to go,
right,
you know, our format and everything. So I really
right
didn't have time to chat with her, so I didn't. I didn't. Girl, crazy was it. Today on Tales Corner, we will be discussing the condition of boxing, where boxing is right now, and what do you guys account that to? Is it lack of talent? Is it lack of big names squaring off? You know, what has the sport in the shape that it is right now? Because, you know, That Canelo fight, I'm serious. Trees, when you now, I know that I don't necessarily watch SportsCenter as much as I used to.
Right.
I'm more of a game watcher or, you know, something like that. I really don't get into SportsCenter like I used to. So But I do watch it every morning. I do watch it every
right
morning. And I can't remember them talking about the Canelo fight before the fight went down. And I'm just like, is that where they are with it now? You know, and it's crazy to me. But we're going to discuss that. We're going to go into that. We're going to talk about this early NBA season. And what we're learning with each game, with each team in competition. And you know, which teams do you think, are in your opinion, are making a statement, you know, early,
right,
early Let's not forget that early, but a statement nonetheless. We're going to have Lady T week 10 picks. I hope all y'all ready. I hope y'all ready. You know, ain't going to be no tie this week, Bama.
Ain't going to be no tie. That's right, bro.
Ain't going to be no tie this week, Bama. You lucked up. I gave you a little bit of my shine. That's what I'm going to count
okay.
back to. And we're going to talk about these week 10 games. Also, we're going to have a discussion about Cam Newton going back to the Panthers. And I want to know how you all feel about Cam Newton going back to the Panthers. And does that say something about Ron Rivera in your eyes? I really want to know exactly how you guys feel about that, because I know I'm kind of like on the fence with it, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm not going to go too much, but I'm kind of like on the fence with it. It's got me kind of like, is it something wrong with him, or was it something wrong? You know, but we're going to, we got to have a discussion about that. Ms. Trees, anything you got on your mind, baby?
We're going to talk about the Odell Beckham trade to the Rams.
Yes.
And why is John Wall still sitting on the bench making $44 million at home in the kitchen? We can talk about those things, too.
Man, I would love to be making $44 million at home in my kitchen.
Sitting at home, waiting on a trade.
What?
Okay.
You know what? We'll get into that. Y'all buckle up, man. Put the seatbelts on. Let's get ready. Text the folks you know. Call them. Tell them 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999 is the number. If you want to get funky with us, we'll be right back.
Yeah, it's magic, huh? Jay-Z and Lenny Kravitz. And it's a Heavy D production, you bastards. Come on. Hey, yo, stop playing, man. This is real serious, huh? Let's go. Pose the Tano, hold hanging with Bono. You too can live like Sabato Ferragamo. And you too can cool out poolside at the Villano. If you too flow like you was out of your mind, yo. Two new dudes that love apple pies from McDonald's. Will soon be the boss of the Big Apple, yeah, I know. And who knew dude to play ball for the NBA will make a mistake on the who knew it stays so with a way. Who knew that'd be his last shot? Who drew up that play? They give it and they take it. Life is cool that way, but even a broken clock is right at least two times a day. You could've turned guns into roses like two times a day. Now it's something you gotta say two times a day.
That's bad mistake.
Yeah.
Even a broken clock is right two times a day.
Two times a day.
Let's go into the basketball first. Let's go into the basketball first. Because I'm telling y'all, this Wizards team, I mean, I was about as hyped in the early season over the Wizards last night than I've been in a long time. I'll say that. Than I've been in a long time. Serious. During the regular season, that is. I saw this team pull off what so many other teams have pulled off against us night in and night out.
Yeah.
I saw this team come together, not just on the offensive end, because I got to go with Wes Unseld's words with, I know you guys can score. I know you guys have good offense. I need to see some defense. And we saw that. This Wizards team clamped down on Cleveland coming down the stretch. And the easy shot that and the clear open look at the basket that Cleveland had in the beginning, they didn't have it once the Wizards began to clamp down. And I was on the phone with Trees, I know, on the phone with Trees, and we were watching this game, and I was like, oh, my goodness. And the funny part, we had hung up because all of the action had kind of sort of died down, and we were in a calm moment. And we broke the score down to a two-point lead. And I called Teresa. Teresa was like, you, Bam, I was about to call you. And just as we were saying that, Bradley Beal had the ball, and I'm not going to lie. I'm honest, y'all. When Bradley Beal had the ball, I was like, oh, man, he about to turn this joint over. And he dribbled, and he dribbled to the paint and kicked it out to Kuzma. Kuzma drains the three, and oh my goodness, y'all! I heard violin. I saw Doug. You know, it was like a harmonious moment for me because I'm not using this Wizards team. Gather themselves in this nature and win a game. Can you understand what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. I know exactly what you're talking about because been there, done that. I'm a Chicago Bulls fan. We recovering as well. So I know what you're talking about.
You just had to sneak in Chicago.
I
want y'all to know, Teresa Bama, y'all. Speech is a Bama. She act like she all with us, but every now and then she gonna suck a punch you with her thing, throw a little dab or two in there. So we know, everybody knows you rep Chicago, Tree. We all know
that. I gotta make sure every now and then, bruh, because if I don't make sure, y'all gonna really think I'm all the way Wizards, but and I'm not. I'm just half Wizards all the way Chicago.
That's the girl.
See how that means that?
That's female in you, for real. I'm trying to tell you. Because females are the only ones that can have two teams. You know what I mean? Men ain't going for that.
Be careful now. Be careful.
You've heard
me. You know
me?
Some people on this on that support us, they have more than one team now. And they not women.
Suckers. Y'all suckers, man. Y'all some suckers. You better rep one team. Get your team and
one
stick with
team, bruh. One.
Let's bring my man 57 on, man.
Yeah.
57.
Come on, Huckleberry.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Hey, Huckleberry, how many teams can you have, Huckleberry? How many teams? You tell me. How many teams are you allowed to have?
One team.
See?
One team. All that other stuff, you just having something to fall back on. That's all.
You know what I'm saying?
But before I start digging deep, though, let me say this real quick. I know you're a veteran, Kale. And anybody else on here that's a veteran, to sis who might have some veterans in her family, happy Veterans Day to everybody
Absolutely.
That served and every
Absolutely.
Family member that had somebody to serve. Happy Veterans
happy.
Day. And I'm
happy,
a soldier.
Yeah.
I love this day. Yep.
I'm
now.
You're a veteran too, 57, right? You're a veteran too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, oh,
well,
definitely.
Happy Veterans
oh,
Day to you
oh,
as
definitely.
Well, bro.
No doubt.
Thank you, sis.
No
Thank
doubt.
You, sis.
So, happy Veterans
Day.
Happy
Veterans
Day. Everybody here is a veteran. We here at Kale's Corner would like to say happy Veterans Day. Be safe. Be honorable all the time. And we love you here on Kale's Corner. Those are to the veterans.
And enjoy the freedom enjoy
yes.
the freedom
yes.
so many veterans
yes.
have given their lives up for. That's Kaepernick mm. with the knee. That's Kaepernick mm. taking the knee. That understand about the freedom. Some of them you're going to be with. Some of them you're not going to be with. But veterans
right.
exactly.
around this United States, these veterans gave their lives and made a choice to represent all. To represent
yeah.
all. So enjoy the freedom. Go ahead, 57. I just had to get that out there.
I'm glad you did, Kale, because that was important to say, man. It really was. It's nice seeing us win games that we would have lost last year. You know, I remember when I was playing ball, the coach used to say to you, okay, you ain't hitting no shot. Clamp down on your defense. Play your defense. I guarantee you your offense will come. I'm not worried about your offense. Play your defense. This coach, Wes Unseld Jr., this coach right now got these guys playing pretty good. He got Harrell playing some awesome ball. That game last night, we normally would have lost that game. Last year, we would have lost that game.
And you know a key point we would have lost then? A key point? You remember when Allen blocked Harrell's dunk? Not one time did Harrell fall. Not one time did he put his head down, took a deep breath, and went right back to work.
Went right back at him. We got a force underneath the basket now. We got some power in the middle now. Harrell is a bad boy. I just hope he stay healthy and keep getting better.
But you know what? He don't get hurt a lot.
No.
He's never been hurt a lot.
You're right, Chris. He got that body.
You can see it
when he out there playing.
Yeah,
he got that body. You know, for that the be down low like that, you can look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this boy, we let we ain't no pushover this year.
He's gonna be
don't come to DC thinking you just gonna win.
Man.
He's gonna be a sleeper for y'all. That's y'all sleeper.
Don't come to DC thinking that you gonna plant a flag and we gonna let that thing fly. Nah. We coming to your house and planting our flag. We coming to your house.
Yes, sir.
And that was another thing. On the road, to take Cleveland's jab like we did and then the body blow that we did and recover and you know, again, I'm hard on Bradley Beal because I view Bradley Beal as an all-star on this Wizards team.
Right.
I really do. And and it kills me with the turnovers and you know, I'm not as mad with the missed shot because I know the rim is a fickle lover. I know it is. And some shots you make, some shots you don't make. But you can always play defense. You can always protect the ball. You can always cover each possession. And it sometimes, to me, it's like Bradley Beal poo-poos on the possession. He's not really interested in the possession. He's lackadaisical with his movement and his ways. But I'm going to tell you what else I saw. I saw Holiday along with KCP and Montrezl Hall play keep away from Bradley Beal at a couple of key points of the game. I saw them play keep away from Bradley Beal. And Bradley had a look on his face like, hold on, this is my thing. Holiday, without communicating it, without saying anything, looked at Beal, and the look he gave him was like, nah, this our thing. This all of our thing. It's not just your thing. It's all of our thing. And everybody is going to contribute to the win. That's how we play ball now here in the district. And I love it. I love it. I have been waiting for so long. And I don't want to get ahead of myself because, yes, I do realize it's still early. I realize it's early. But some of the things that these guys are doing and showing, they are character traits. They are character traits. And I don't care how long the season or season is, you don't lose your character. You are who you are.
Right.
And from what I've seen thus far, this Wizards team is in a good position. They're in a great position. You know? Let's bring Tang in. What it do,
Tang?
Hey,
Tang.
Yeah, it's Corner Family. How y'all doing today? Much love and respect to everybody, especially all them veterans.
What's up,
Tang? Happy Veterans Day to everybody, and I appreciate all of you, because I'm going to tell you now, this boy over here would not have jumped out of a plane. Thank you very much.
Hey, you know what, Tang? How did I know you was going to remind me of that story?
Hey,
hey, look, I'm gonna let y'all in on the secret. When we got off the show, and I was talking about stand up, hook up, and shuffle to the door, Tang called me after the show and was like, "Hey, bruh,
yeah, what's up?
Say that again. What did they tell you to do?" And I was like, "Stand up, hook up, and shuffle to the door." Bruh was like, "Nah, man." Couldn't have been me, dog. You said I had a
no,
coordinated drug.
Hey.
Yeah, they would end up putting him out the plane.
I appreciate all of y'all that went over there and did that, man. Everybody.
Hey, man. I needed a new uniform as soon as I landed.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, look. That is no lie. I passed out and needed a new uniform.
Oh,
I know that's right. Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Look, it went immediately to I can't remember HR, but went immediately it changed my MOS. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna make it. Not gonna make it. I'm gonna end up in cook school.
Cook school?
Oh, man.
Hey, look, tell them, Cam, if you failed your MOS, you went to cook school. You ain't have no choice after that.
Oh, man, I would have made it good, man. I would have been in cook school.
Oh, yeah, Tang would have been fine.
I would have been all right, and
Tang, all I'm going to say is it's a different animal. It's a different animal.
Hey,
bro.
Fresh in the army, yeah. Bro. You've been peeling potatoes for 2 years.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have jumped out no plane. I love prep.
I'm with you. I'm with you. But go ahead, Tate. What you want to say about the Wizards, Tate?
Man, I just y'all said everything, especially with the coach, and especially with the defense, because that's the difference in our team this year. It's them boys going out there, buying into with Mr. Wes Unseld Jr. about that defense, and they playing as a team. And I love it. Just like you said, Carol, I love it. Every minute of it. Been waiting for it.
Yeah. No doubt. Me too, man. Me too. It is so good. It is so good to watch your team go into a game and you're not nervous about the outcome. You feel confident in what they're going to do. So that's a good feeling. Right. Now we're going to bring my man Lou, who has felt confident about his New Jersey team from the jump. Hey, Lou, we coming to get y'all, man.
Yeah.
We coming to get y'all. What's up with you?
We'll see. We'll see. If
what's
we're
up,
gonna get it. Yeah. Lou, you know, right now, we're holding our own right now. Yeah, I mean, we could do better, don't get me wrong. We could do better, though.
Yeah.
Well, name a team in the league right now that's not saying that same thing, Lou. We could be better. You know, so that's the beauty of it being early in the season because we have a lot of time. They have a lot of time to work on the things that they need to. What?
The Lakers can say that too, you know.
Yeah, well, man, the Lakers, I think the Lakers are going to go off of my old mantra that I used to have for the Wizards, that we're going to wait for 20 games. We're going to let them play 20 games before we decide what they are. I think we're going to have to wait 30 games for this Lakers team.
30?
Yeah. To see exactly who and what they are. Really.
Yeah.
Really. Because it's a lot of mess there with them Lakers. It's a whole lot of mess there.
Lot were expecting them to do well this year, but they haven't really held up.
I think they're going to get Anthony Davis to get used to really playing to embrace the center role for real. I tried to shoot threes, and LeBron will come back, and I think the Lakers going to be the team that can work it out with winning with a bunch of superstars. They might be the team.
Well, you know, AD don't want to embrace his centerness. Like, you know, he don't want to be the center because he wants to shoot the three. You know what I'm saying? He want to shoot the three, so he don't want to be labeled as a center. You know what I'm saying? So that's a no-no. That's all the way a no-no. He don't want to be labeled as a center.
The last few games, he's played pretty good on the inside. He's played pretty good on the inside. I'm not disagreeing with you, sis. I'm just saying he's played pretty good on the inside. Yeah.
Well,
he's embracing that power forward role a little more, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we all know, along with that power forward role, you get to shoot a three every now and then. You know,
right.
As a center, no. The word on the center is a big man should never be shooting three-pointers, ever. You know, I could not get it out fast enough because he makes me mad every time I see him shooting a three-pointer. It's like, dude, you haven't even mastered the twos yet.
No.
You already shooting three. Come on, man.
Yes.
Come on, man.
And he looks so goofy doing it. Like, he's just so big out there doing little people stuff.
Little people.
Like, he's too big for that.
Boy got a body like Shaq, and he want to
shoot three pointers.
Let me ask y'all a question on Philly and them. Where do you guys think was going to end up happening with Ben Simmons? You know, it's more than obvious that he doesn't want Philly, and Philly does not want him. So what is going to end up happening?
That's
right.
Philly going to choke him off.
Yeah, I think they're going to trade
gonna
him. I really think they're going to they're going to trade him. But at what cost, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what they need.
Who's going to be their trade partner? Who's going to be their trade partner? For real.
I heard the other day. What's his name? I can't remember his name. He used to play with Michigan. You know, y'all know who I'm talking about. Be on the talk show. In order for him, somebody else to want him, he got to get out there and play. In order for, because he don't want to be there. Ben Simmons. He doesn't want to be. Jalen Rose. Thanks, sis. There you go. Jalen Rose said. He said he doesn't want to be there. And in order for them to trade him, somebody got to see him play to see if he done got over whatever. And if he doesn't play, then all they're going to do is keep finding him for missing games now. So, basically, he needs to make a decision because they've made theirs. They're just going to keep finding
him. You know what? But 57, look, he was showing up. He showed up for he showed up for everything. He showed up for the games. He showed up for everything. They didn't like the way he was playing, so they benched him. It's not like he said, I ain't coming. You know what I'm saying? I'm not coming back. I'm not doing. They benched him, so he's So once they bench him,
yeah,
what you expect for the man to do? He can't do nothing.
But see, there were certain drills that he wouldn't participate in during practice. I can't have you disrupting the whole team. I can't do that. So no wonder they missed it.
He just didn't do it to their perfection, is what I'm saying. He did the drill, but he just didn't do it up to their standards. You know what I mean? Like if I tell you go wash the dishes and you go in there and you put some soap on it, but you leave all the crumbs around the edges of it, but you say it's clean. You know what I'm saying? Like he did part of it, but they didn't like what he was doing. So they said, forget, you know, sent them home. Even in practice, they sent them home. For
no
reason.
So,
like, they took him with the man.
I understand what you're saying. But me, I would be like, you know, last year I didn't clean the kitchen well, so I need to get out of here. I better go ahead and get back out there and show them that I can clean the kitchen. That's all I'm saying.
Right. I feel you on that. I feel you.
So another team, because I believe it's over in Philly. I believe it's done in Philly.
Me too.
Yeah.
So you're saying you need to get out there and show another team. But what you got to understand is this. Before any trades are made and anything is signed, the other team is going to work him out. Now, I can understand what you're saying as far as game time situations. You know, a lot of teams are going to want to see him in a game time situation. I can get that. But there are teams that will rely on the workout by itself and bring him in. Now, what I heard around the rumor mill is L.A. Now,
Lakers or Clippers?
I'm thinking L.A. wouldn't be a good spot for him because he and LeBron on the same team, to me, will clog up the lane. It'll clog up the lane. And Debo and I discussed this. Debo is under the impression that that Ben Simmons doesn't really play in the paint like that. And it'll be easy for LeBron James to still get his points in the paint and rebounds and all of that. But I just mean from what I've seen of Ben Simmons, some of his best games were when he was playing 17 feet and in. And that to me is the paint early. And I think he'll clog that paint up.
I think he'll clog it up too. But do y'all remember when Ben Simmons was playing with the 76ers and Embiid was hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Ben Simmons carried the team. Like, he carried that team, and they won games. So, I don't understand why they kind of make it like this guy's a terrible guy, like he's the worst player, like he can't play. Like, no. That's BS. And y'all trying to make him go through some protocols to get picked up and all that. No, that's BS. All of it is BS.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not BS for a team to work them out before they invest in them.
Who worked Russell Westbrook out when he came over? Who worked him out? Nobody. Who worked Kyle Lowry out when he went over there to the Heat? Nobody. Who worked Vucevic out when he went to us, the Chicago? Nobody. So why are y'all putting all these stipulations on Ben Simmons?
Thank you. Because the average team is not going to get behind a player, invest a whole lot of money into that player without having to go a look-see at what they're about to purchase. Nobody buys anything. No one invests or buys anything. Hell, we test drive cars. We know we like the car. We're looking at it, but we want to see how it handles. We want to see how it operates. And even still, we don't know in an accident how this car is going to, you know, handle that situation, or is it going to take care of us in that situation. But the main things that we, the everyday things, we want to make sure the wheels turn. We want to make sure the signal works, the wipers are going on. Those are, that's what I mean by giving him a tryout. It's not a full tryout. It's more of a workout. It's more of a workout.
But look, Kale,
exactly.
Yeah.
Why should I pay to bring you in when if you out there playing, I can see you work it out with the team. That's what owners think first. First, let me see how I can get it free without having to pay to bring you in. And I think that's what a lot of teams are. Let me see what you got with the team you're playing with now. Let me see if you can come back from the adversity that you already got.
Priest made the point. They suspended him. They suspended him. So you're not going to see anything basketball-like unless you bring him into your camp and work him out.
Well, he can't go nowhere under suspension.
Yes.
Under suspension, he can't work out for nobody.
That is if the no-trade clause is still in effect. If you know as
what
well as I do, these owners are in cahoots with one another. And all it takes is a call to the owner of Philly. All it takes is a phone call to the owner of Philly and say, yo, man, I might take Ben off your hands, man. I want to see what he can do, though, man. We're going to arrange a private workout.
Not while he's under suspension.
Huh?
Not while he's under suspension. Not while he's under suspension. They got to take him off suspension.
If it means Philly is going to get out from under that contract, I don't care about – they don't care about suspension or anything. They make their own rules, dog.
That's not good. That's not cool.
Well, that's not cool. You just can't break the rules like that. That is collusion.
Yep.
If you're doing that, and that's against the rules.
That's against the rules.
And man,
I'm saying, because it probably is true that they break the rules all the time. We just don't know about it. But it's not fair. And my thing is, if a person is trying to work them out, like we're trying to talk about Ben Simmons, I don't need to see him work. I don't need to see nothing, but I need to see his health. I need to see if he can pass his physical. And if anything is wrong with him, and if ain't nothing wrong with him, bring him on over, because I'm going to retrain him the way I need him to do anyway. So we already know he made it to the NBA. So at some point, he's good enough to be in the NBA. That's number one and two. Number three, if he's good enough to be in the NBA, make money, and been on that team like that, he don't got to work out for me. I just need him to pass this health test, just like everybody else, just in case we might catch something like they did with Jeff Green with his heart, Eton with his heart. You know, just make sure he can pass the physical. If he can pass the physical, then we halfway one already. For me, if I was the coach or the owner, what y'all say?
Yeah. I mean, I hear what you're saying. But you got to we're totally forgetting the fact that this man doesn't want to be there. They don't want him there. So anything, making a call to the front office of Philly. Philly is viewing that as a lifeline. Philly is viewing that as a boy. Okay, now we can make a move. You know what I'm saying? So.
But Kim, they was the ones who started it.
Excuse me?
They was the ones who started all this mess with Ben Simmons. He never once said he didn't want to be there. They came out and blamed everything on him. He's the worst person ever. Like, he couldn't make a shot. He can't do this. He can't do that. They threw him under the bus. They threw the man under the bus.
Who started it? at this point really is irrelevant.
Don't matter.
What are y'all going to do about it?
Exactly.
What are y'all going to do about it now? It's beyond, oh, well, you said this first. Now you said this. It's beyond all that. Now it's about what are you going to do? Because something needs to be done. Some changes need made. And the sooner you make them, the better your team will be. Because you'll get this nonsense off of their head. You'll get this nonsense off of their head. Because I watched a post-game interview the other day, and there were more questions about Ben Simmons than the game that Philly had just played. They were asking more questions. Yeah. And the players were like, come on, man. You know, they don't need that.
Get them out of here.
They don't.
They got to get them out of there.
A man that has had distractions of players bringing guns in the locker room and taking poop in other players' shoes and all of this mess, John, I'm trying to tell you, a distraction is as bad as your team just sitting on the sideline and not playing at all. Because their minds will be on everything except for football. It'll be, excuse me, basketball.
I need somebody to mute their phone in the background. Go ahead, Kel, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right. But their minds will be on everything except for basketball. And that right there, I'm telling you, that will destroy your team. That will destroy your team because everybody is thinking about everything except for their job.
Yep.
Because everybody's thinking about everything except for their job. All right, we're gonna take a quick one, and when we come back, let's go ahead and discuss the breaking news, Odell Beckham. If you don't mind,
okay.
Lady C. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Y'all get back with it. And hey, Tree, you think Odell was saying this
somebody
to the Rams?
Who is that? They got Mr. Phone. Who is that?
Yeah, who is that with all that noise in the background, man?
My banging time. Banging with time.
I need everybody, if you're not talking, to mute your phone, please. Thank you.
I don't want to mute out anyone. But, if we keep having that, we're going to have to mute y'all and come to you one at a time, you know? So, everybody, let's be mindful of everybody else. Please, I was asking you, do you think Odell came to the Rams saying this?
Yeah. Duro, you gotta let it bump.
You play too much.
Like that, yeah.
I mean, I'm
good. Bring the chorus in.
Yeah.
I do a bit, lose the red, bust it. Trust in that. Run up the heaven doors, exchange my life for yours. Leave a stake out the door. Mi casa, su casa. Just remember to turn the lights off in the hall. My brother from another pop. Minus one shot, we need no G money, man. We all we got. From the stoop to the big dude, stopping us from playing hoops. And us getting mad, throwing rocks off the roof. Straight thugging, man. I thought we would never progress.
Yeah.
But look at us now, man. We young execs. My name, my big, my top, my high, my body, we your body, all that's right with the world. No matter how pretty she is, you never liking my girl. That's how we run when you ain't around. I spank your son, keep him in line. If you should die, I keep him like mine. God forbid, keep this in mind, my
Odell said,
yeah,
I'll do everything,
yeah,
everything
anything.
For you.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham has signed a one-year contract with the Rams. Odell Beckham has signed a 1-year contract with the Rams. And hey, I mean, if a personality like Odell has anywhere to fit in, it's going to be out there with those Rams, man. It's going to be with that LA team, for real.
Yeah.
He fits in perfect. And I'll be the first to say, if he goes out there and balls like I'm expecting him to, with a new home and something to prove to a lot of people, man, that division in trouble. That division in trouble, man.
Chill out with the division in trouble. Division in trouble.
I'm just keeping it real, Chris. I'm just keeping it real.
He ain't in trouble. He ain't no threat.
Oh, wow. Is that the football fan talking or the San Francisco fan talking?
The San Francisco fan talking.
Okay, that's expected. that's expected then. I'm trying to say, you can say what you want to say. Listen, as much as I stand that blue team in my division, I will be the first to admit Parsons is an animal.
Right.
Parsons is a animal, and you are going to have to pay some extra attention, extra special attention to this family.
That's true.
For real.
That's true. That's true.
Don't back off of them, sis. Stay up in them. Odell Beckham don't mean nothing. Stay up in them. Stay up in them, sis.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's easy to say that when you don't have to see him twice.
They got to see us twice, too. Just like we got to see them twice, he got to see us twice.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Devo in the building. Nick Bosa.
Okay.
The
same, hold on, Tree. Devo, the same dude you was crying about dropping the ball the last weekend.
Yeah, he ain't going to drop no more because he know better.
Okay.
Yeah, he know better, bro. I had to call him. I called him on the phone.
You are such a girl. Yeah. You are such a girl. I said, well, everything. He said, I called him. He said, that guy was a straight face. What? Go, girl.
I had to call him.
I ain't mad at you. Because you know what? I remember when he was in our division. I talked all type of crap about he wasn't this or he wasn't that. But every time he ran out and Eli dropped back, I was like, he's going to throw it to us.
Right.
Especially after that one-hand catch on that blue team in my division. That blue and gray team. That highlight touchdown catch. Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to make
that in there.
Did
you
have to slide it in?
He slid it in there.
Yeah, that's all the WTF do. The WTF.
You said it right the first time. So you got to excuse him. He not just gonna correct you. He gonna enjoy and find some solace in the fact that you said our name wrong. Whoop-dee-doo. Wow. That's so unexpected of 57. Get the bleep out of here. You doing exactly what I expected.
Hey Kale. You can ride this horse. You can ride this horse the right way, or you can turn around and ride it backwards. It don't matter.
When the last time your team played my team, we beat the brakes off of them. You're the one riding the horse backwards, son. You might want to turn
Excuse
around.
Excuse me, sir.
Your feet go
three wins in a row. Three wins in a row. The one to pull 2 weeks in a row. Come at me. You had to grab my coattail just so you could be in the running. Come at me, baby.
I'm gonna see
what your words are next week.
I say, damn, man, 57 been kind of ill-tempered, man. What can we do to make my brother smile? You know, besides play Kirk Franklin.
I appreciate the love, Kale. If you can do it again next week, I would really appreciate it.
This week, you mean?
I mean, this week. Tell everybody how bad I need it this week, too, man. I haven't recovered.
So, 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Ain't nobody fooling with 57. We'll be right back.
At 57th house. Ain't no
anyway, come on, Lady T. We gonna go ahead and run these picks. I want to get them in early, and then we can talk about everything else. Mima, you here with me?
Yes, and I hear them talking about our team.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tang.
Mima, I
need her apology. Go ahead, Tang.
Oh, yeah.
Apologize to you again, Mima. I got on the Cowboys for you. I talked to the whole squad. We got together. You might as well go ahead and go with us again this week. We're going to take care of them dirty birds for you.
Dirty birds.
Okay.
Got your back.
Reach it up. We got you.
Yeah, I'm here. That's a
Rinky
Cup.
Debo, text me if you're ready, Debo.
And Marcus.
Text me if you're ready. Yeah, Marcus said he'd be on at 6, but he's not here, and I can't wait. So we'll just call him. You got 5 more minutes?
Yeah.
Marcus is my man. Marcus is gonna come in at me, so I ain't mad at it.
Marcus about to join in about 5 minutes.
I wasn't going to win next week anyway because every time I win, he doesn't call in, so I stop.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Nope, I ain't going
Boy, the bravado, y'all. I'm trying to think. The bravado is something else, dog.
Don't you know it.
You know,
so Kel's here. Tang is here. Reese is here.
Mima is here. 57 is here. I'm here. We just waited for Marcus Luke. And D-Lo.
Luke.
I got you wrote down, Luke.
Thank you.
Debo is here. Debo is here.
Okay, yeah, Debo's here. Got you.
So,
we just
so
waiting on Marcus.
The ones that Marcus missed.
We catch him back up.
Just, yeah, exactly. So let's go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, we'll catch him back up.
You don't need your music first.
Oh, yes, I do. Please and thank you.
Okay. Y'all, let me find Miss Priest's music.
Thank you, sir.
Everybody got their own theme song now, huh? Okay, cool.
Sir.
Yes.
Yours is
I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Go. I ain't never ran from a. No, I ain't never. If I didn't cut my legs out right now, I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk. Always talking about his fault. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk, never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play it out. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? This ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some niggas on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mine. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke. Still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gon' bang. Cavity teeth. You been out there. Sweet flat. If bad, put a
yeah, that's just sweet. Come on, Marcus said he's gonna call in 5 minutes, so we just gonna let him pick up where he at, and then we'll catch him up after the show. So go ahead, ladies, yes. See, it's all yours.
Okay, you guys, this is week 10. These weeks are going by incredibly fast, you guys. So let's try to keep up.
Yeah.
Ravens. Tonight's game. This is a tonight's game, you guys, so enjoy the game tonight. Ravens versus the Dolphins. Ravens versus the Dolphins, you guys. Let's start over, Chang. Okay, Ree. Baltimore. 57.
Got to be Mo Keffel.
Right, be Mo.
Come on, me, Mark. What you talking? Come on.
Baltimore.
I got you. Come on, Lou.
Ravens.
Come on, Debo.
Come back to me.
Okay. Okay. Well,
he
ain't
got the voice down yet.
I ain't messing with you. 57. Come on, Kale. What you say?
I would go with the Ravens.
Okay.
And Debo went with the Ravens too.
Okay. And that's tonight's game, you guys, so enjoy that game tonight.
Did you get it, Lou?
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, Lou said Ravens.
Okay.
Right, Lou?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Saints versus the Titans. We're going to be in Tennessee. Saints versus the Titans, you guys. Come on, Lou.
Gotta go with the Saints.
Come on, Mima.
The Titans.
Yeah. The Titans.
I know that's right, Lay, but come on, 57.
Titans.
Come on, B.
Who's that background?
Titans.
Come on, Tang.
Oh, the Titans also.
Come on, Kale.
Tennessee.
What's Debo say?
Tennessee.
I guess that's a sweep on everybody except for Lou. Lou, you on the island by yourself right there, Lou, until Marcus come in.
Hold on, please. What's up, Ted?
Oh, Ted in?
Hey, Fly, how y'all doing?
What's up, Ted?
All right,
Ted.
I said one.
Ted, you
participating?
No, I'm good. I just tuned in. I was working, so I just text Kel, told him I was working. I just tuned in. I heard y'all did your bet, so I'm just tuning in to the rest of the show.
Okay.
But this is the
all
pick right here. We're doing the pick right now.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. Let's keep it moving, you guys. This is the next pick is a division game. This is a division game between the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets. And we're going to be playing in New York, you guys. We're going to be playing in New York. Come on, Kale, start us off.
Going with Bills.
Come on, Tang.
The Bills ain't going 2 weeks in a row.
Right. Come on, Reed. Bills. Come on,
we can't take next week.
I'm going with the Bills.
Come on, Lou.
Bills.
Mima.
Bills.
Debo.
Bills.
How about you guys? Oh, I'm going Bills. I'm sorry. Okay.
Hey, T, change mine to the Jets, please.
What'd you say, 57?
Change mine to the Jets, please.
Absolutely. Okay, yours has been changed. Okay, you guys. The next game we have is Lions versus the Steelers. Lions versus the Steelers, you guys. I don't know if Ben is playing or not. If Jordan Love is going to come back out. Start
Green
us on,
Bay.
Mima. I'm sorry, that's Green Bay. Sorry. I had to show y'all off real quick. Come on, Mima. Lions and Steelers.
Steelers.
Oh, you going with Steelers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come on, Lou.
Steelers.
Is Debo ready?
Yeah, big play.
Come on, Kale.
Man, big play.
Spit it out.
You ain't want to play? You ain't want to play, bro?
No, I do it now.
Come on, Reed. You know. What'd you say, Reed?
Pittsburgh.
You say Pittsburgh? Okay. 57.
Black and yellow.
Come on, Chang. So that's a sweep. Everybody picks the Steelers. That's a sweep, you guys. That's one, the first sweep that we have. Okay, so the next game is a division game, you guys. This is a division game. Jaguars, Colts. Start us off, 57.
Hey, Colts.
Come on, Bree. The Colts. Come on, Mima.
Colts.
Lou.
Indy.
Debo.
Colts.
Kale.
Colts.
Close as well. Okay, you guys, that's another sweep. We have the Steelers as a sweep and a Colts as a sweep. So Don't nobody get it twisted.
Hold on 1 second. Marcus, is this you? This you, Marcus?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah,
hey, Marcus.
Okay, so.
How y'all doing?
Marcus real quick, you guys. Hold for 1 second. Let me do Marcus and catch him up. Marcus, Ravens, Dolphins.
Yes, ma'am. Ravens.
Titans, Saints.
Titans.
Bills, Jets.
Bills.
Steelers, Lions.
Steelers.
You just oh Steelers. Colts, Jags.
Colts.
Okay, you're all caught up.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the next one we have is the Bucks versus the Washington football team coming off of a bye. So, Kale.
Hey, yeah. Don't worry. Hey, we're going to take a break after this. I'm taking my Washington football team, man.
Absolutely.
I know that. I know that.
Come on, Reed.
Washington.
come on, Reed.
Get out my house, man. Stop that loss.
Huh? I'm going with Tampa Bay. Ain't it Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Marcus.
I'm going with the Bucks, but I ain't gonna lie. I actually think that Washington is gonna win. But I'm going with the Bucks.
Yeah.
You want which team you going with?
I'm going with the Bucks.
Okay.
With the Bucks. That's the smart play.
Come on, Mima. What you say, babe?
WFT.
I know. This is what I'm going to write. I'm going to write that
for
you.
Washington.
Come on, Lou. Team.
Yes. Come on, Lou.
Tampa.
Come on, Debo.
Tampa.
Tang.
Tampa Bay.
I'm going Bucks as well. Okay, you guys. The next team we have is, do you want to take a quick break, Kale, at this moment? Okay. Let's keep it moving, you guys. Browns versus the Patriots. We're going to New England for this game. Browns versus the Patriots. Somebody got some background noise. I'm going to need y'all to mute yourself.
Rhythm.
Browns versus the Patriots. Start with 57.
Patriots.
Come on, Marcus.
Krabby Patties.
Come on, Reed.
The Browns.
Come on, Tang.
Cleveland also.
Word?
Come on, Kale.
Brown.
Come on, Mima.
The Patriots.
Come on, Lou.
I'm going to go with the Browns.
Okay.
There you go, Lou.
Come on, Debo.
Debo's going with the Browns.
I'm going Patriots. Okay. Falcons versus the Cowboys. and we are going to Texas for this game. We're going to be in the big Texas. So,
big
Shane, you want to start us off?
The big little whorehouse in Texas.
Yes.
And all of y'all trying to get down there.
Oh, Lord.
Look,
hey,
I'm going
hey, man,
in there.
We love the whorehouse, man. You get massages.
Wait a minute, you guys.
Shrimp and grit.
Come on,
all
Lou.
That.
Don't worry about them. Come on, Lou.
I'm going with the Cowboys.
I know you are.
Nope.
Come on, Mima.
Oh, boy. Jerry's World.
Yes.
Yeah. You're going to be happy this week, Mima. I promise you.
Okay.
Mima. Mima. Ralph.
Huh?
Ralph is ahead of lettuce.
Falcons.
You gonna pick the Falcons.
Okay. So do you pick the Falcons as well, sir?
You know I do. You know I do. I told you yesterday I was just playing.
You sure?
I'm possible seeing.
Oh, Lord. Come on, Reese. Bring us on up.
The Falcons.
57.
Dirty Birds. I'm going with them Dirty Birds.
Come on, Marcus.
I'm going with the Cowboys.
There you go, man. There you go, Mark.
I'm going Cowboys. I just really think they could beat the Falcons. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
You want to lose your money? Bet on Jerry.
Panthers. Oh, Lord. Panthers versus the Cardinals, you guys. Panthers versus the Cardinals, and I'm talking about without Cam Newton. He just got re-signed back. I don't think he's going to be active. So they're going to go with the quarterback that they already had. So let's go Panthers, Cardinals. Let's go Reese.
Cardinals.
57.
Cardinals.
You say Panthers?
Cardinals.
Come on, Marcus.
Oh,
the Cardinals.
Come on,
we are finally made.
Come on, Shane.
We have finally made HBO.
You know, the quarterback for the Carolina not going to be there either, right? Cam Newton might be starting. The quarterback hurt.
That's why they signed him. So I don't know if he's acclimated in or not. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it was enough time for him to be.
He hurt. I think he hurt for the rest of the year, too.
I think his feelings hurt.
Come on, Dan Rabbit. Give us your pick, Dan Rabbit.
Come on, Cardinals.
The Cardinals.
You can't say Carolina Cardinals.
I said the Cardinals.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Cardinals.
Who else is that? Come on, Lou.
Okay, where are we at now? Oh, yeah, I gotta go with Arizona. I mean, congratulations, Cam, for going back, but that's not gonna be enough. Sorry.
I know that's right. Come on, Nemo.
The Cardinals.
Debo.
Yeah, that's gotta be a sweep.
Cardinals. Debo picked the Cardinals.
It has to be no sweep, Marcus.
I know. I'm thinking about.
But it is. It is. But it is. Vikings, we're going to move right along, you guys, because that is a sweep. That's a sweep across the board.
Right.
Vikings versus the Chargers, you guys. Vikings versus the Chargers. Come on, Marcus, what you say?
I'm going Chargers, reluctantly.
Reluctantly? What say you, 57?
I'm going with my cousin. Cousin.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, Lord. Come on, Ray.
The Vikings.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, Tank.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I'm going with the Vikings also.
Kale.
Come on, ride the train. I'm going with the Chargers.
I'm going Vikings. Mima.
I'm going with the Chargers.
Lou.
That's call here, to be honest. I think I'll take my chances on going with the Chargers.
Come on, Debo.
Chargers.
Okay, Seahawks, Packers, you guys. This is going to be a great game. Seahawks, Packers, because Russell is back. Russell is back in the building. Aaron Rodgers playing too. Everybody back. Everybody back. Everybody healthy.
That's Reese, but I'm taking the Packers too.
Oh, well, I write both of y'all numbers down here. Packers for Reese, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Come on, 57.
Packers 3.
Ooh, no, Packers 3. Hey, Marcus.
I just wanted to belong to somebody.
I'm gonna go Seahawks.
Come on, Tang.
I'm going with the Packers.
Kale.
Green Bay.
Debo is taking what?
Seahawks.
I knew it. Come on, Lou.
Packers.
Well, y'all know I ain't taking the Seahawks if it's somebody else. I'm going to take the Packers. I love them, but I got to take them. All right.
Okay.
Eagles versus the Broncos, you guys. And we're going to Denver for this game. Eagles versus Broncos. Come on, Mima.
Broncos.
Come on, Lou.
Packers.
Huh?
Denver.
Come on, Debo.
Debo is going Philadelphia, Eagles.
Okay. Marcus.
I'm going with the Eagles, too.
Reed.
The Broncos.
Kane.
The Eagles.
Kale.
Broncos.
Seven.
Broncos.
I'm going Broncos. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, you guys, because we only have two games left. That's going to be the Sunday night and Monday
I'll
night.
Our
number
head.
Here.
I'll send you ahead to through your.
Okay, that's cool.
You know, and call and try to call the show this
break,
week,
guys. We'll be right back.
Try to call the show this week.
Wait a minute, Lou. Just text it to me. I got you.
All right.
Now,
999-3782 is the number here. We'll be right back. Text it to me, Lou.
Lou, go ahead and put the number out there, Lou. Oh, he's hung up. Okay. He was trying
to put it out there for him. I got it.
Okay, great, great, great. All right, we'll be right back, y'all. Sunday night,
yes.
Monday night.
Yes, you guys. So, this is the Sunday night game, and it just so happened to be a division game also. So, Chiefs Raiders, and we're going to Las Vegas for this game. Chiefs Raiders. Come on, Kale, start us off.
I'm going with the Raiders.
Okay.
The Raiders.
What you say, Tang?
Going with the Chiefs.
What you say, Reed?
It's Keith.
Reed. Okay. Marcus?
I'm going to do the Raiders, even though both of these teams have stuff.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying. Come on, Debo.
Kansas City.
And Lou hung up. Okay, Mima.
I'm going with the Raiders.
I'm going with the Chiefs. 57.
KC.
KC, okay. All right, you guys. Y'all know how we do the Monday night game. I need a winner and a score. Winner and a score. And I'm going to Kale first. 49ers versus, Rams versus the 49ers. And we playing in Santa Clara, Levi's Stadium. Come on, Kale.
I got the Rams. 24.
Bama.
24-13.
Rams.
Call later and change it. He'll call later and change the score.
Come on, 57, while you talking.
Right.
31-20 Rams.
Ooh, you a Bama too.
I know.
Come on, Marcus.
30-17 Rams.
Oh, dang. I'll be, oh, y'all.
I must be in the front row.
You sound a little perturbed. You sound a little perturbed. Don't be perturbed.
Hey.
Hey.
Say it again. I can hear you.
The Rams, 27-17.
I'll deal with you later. Come on, Reed.
Hey, Tang. All I can say is you think you're lonely now.
The Rams 30-14.
I got you, Reed.
Okay.
That's a good one.
I got you, Reed. Don't worry about it, boo. I got you. I'm on 49ers. 24-17. Come on, Mima.
The Rams 27-21.
Come on, Debo.
Debo says the Rams 28-16.
Oh, that's a good score for us. We're going to have that score 28, and they're going to have 16. Mm. And guess what, you guys? We are all picked out for week 10. Week 10 is done. It's in the book, and we are good to go for anything else we need to talk about, you guys. So I just want to thank you guys. Enjoy y'all pick.
Can I change my pick?
6-3, absolutely. Who else want to change a pick? Who am I talking to?
I just want to change the pick line because I think we're going to show up this week. I'm going with Carolina.
Well, okay.
Anybody else want to change anything before we say we done? Anybody else
don't have tomatoes?
Going once, going twice, done. Kale, you
we'll
got
the little
kale.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay,
I was going to change to the box.
You want to change to the brown? You taking
the
Buccaneers?
Are you
not taking the Washington football team?
I've been watching you, and I want to show you. I tell you, I'm a little dangerous.
You
better be glad I can't find that song. Tank is no longer. If you think you own.
Oh, go ahead.
Your ass gonna be lonely tonight. We'll be right back, y'all. Take a break.
I've been watching you, and I want to know you.
No jungle love. Look out. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, Lord. No, we good. We got all the picks in. We did everything we needed to do, so we good. This is our little time to talk about why John Wall's sitting on the sideline making $44 million or whatever else we need to talk about.
What team can he go to for real? Seriously. John Wall has become fragile, you know what I mean? Off and on, every time you turn around, if there's a story about John Wall, it's not about breaking assist records. It's not about his speed. It's not about scoring. It's something about an injury with him. I hate that it comes down right now because he's not playing. I hate that this is what his career has become because I really like John Wall. I really did, you know.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. I can only tell the truth. And the truth of the matter is John Wall is very injury prone. He's very injury prone. Well, I don't know. I don't know because John has had an injury and we saw him again. When Grant went down, And speaking of Grant Hill, I had a chance to watch that MMA fight with his daughter.
Okay.
Wow. All of us say is wow. I'd have to bring a gun in the ring to fight her. I'm telling you. I'm going to shoot that girl. I ain't fighting her. Yeah, exactly. But you know what?
Small.
Size don't matter when you got the heart of a champion. That's all I got
you
to
ain't
say
lying.
About that.
You ain't lying.
Size, you know, that girl, that her opponent thought her size meant something. And she showed her it meant nothing at all. But back to the top, you know, congratulations to her on her victory. But
Maya Hill.
Yeah. Maya Hill is her name. Congratulations.
Myla. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I'm going to say this. As far as John Wall, it's going to take someone getting injured, someone getting hurt before John Wall has another opportunity somewhere. And wherever he goes, they're going to look to John Wall to be nothing but a facilitator, not a scorer of the basketball. If you get us some steals, get us some rebounds, great. But we want you to facilitate. And the only team, I hate to admit it, the only team that I truly see that going on is with those Lakers. You know what I mean? As much as I can't stand it, that's the only team I see him going to and making a difference or revitalizing his career. It would have to be with the Lakers. Debo said, shoot, Grant Hill played through a lot of his injuries. Yeah, but he was never the same. Yes, he did play, but he was never the same. He wasn't the same Grant Hill that we saw in college. You know, he didn't bring that same athleticism and intensity that he had from the start, and which is understandable. The man was injured. So, you know, we really wasn't expecting the same Grant Hill from the start. Cam Newton, let's go on that real quick. I gotta disagree with you saying the Panthers are going against the Cardinals, and Cardinals, they have really been the cream of the NFL of the league this season, both AF and NFC. They have pretty much been the team. They're great on offense. They're gelling on defense and special teams. And when you can cover all three phases of the game, it's a very, very complicated out to knock them off. So, I just don't see, I don't see the Panthers getting the best of those guys.
Hey, Kale.
Anybody else? Yeah.
Yeah, Kale, to add to what you just said, I believe that every team last week that you know shouldn't have lost, they going to come and they going to smash every team they playing this week. I'm not joking. All those teams that lost, like the Rams, the Cardinals, and all those teams that lost last
49ers.
Week. 49ers. Oh, no. They not in
He's talking about teams over 500.
Yeah, I'm talking about them teams that you know ain't had no business. It shouldn't have been no 6-10 versus the Panthers and all that. Nah, bro.
Oh yeah.
Whoever
whoever they playing the opposite team this week, they going to take all of that out on that team.
I agree with that.
I'm telling you, I see it happening. Is that any given Sunday is just going to be detrimental to whoever they playing. I'm not lying.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Jerry's always not going to lose this weekend. Jerry's not going to let them lose this weekend.
You don't have to worry about it, Ma.
They are included as well.
I don't know. They special.
Yeah.
Get ready for another apology, Nima.
Hey, Nima. Nima, you're going to be walking Nugget in the morning, and somebody's going to be throwing rocks. That's all I'm saying. Take your umbrella. Take your umbrella with you to block some of them rocks. It's going to be coming your way.
You know,
I wanted to ask Marcus a question.
Hey Kale, you too tall to hide in the bushes and throw rocks, man. Somebody gonna see you, man.
I'm across the street, baby. I'm from across the street with it. Go ahead and ask your question, 57.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Marcus this because he normally will go ahead, you know, tell the truth whether it's his team or not. Y'all got four number one. And what made me think about this is after the Carolina picked Cam to come back. Y'all got four number one picks on your front line on defense.
Yeah.
Now, what I wanted to ask is, do you think that your team might play better with Ron Rivera or just because you got those four number one picks that are just so good on the front line? Uh-huh. Because I haven't really seen – and I'm not saying this because I don't like the Washington football team, but I haven't seen him make the moves that a coach supposed to make your team better.
Right.
And I just don't see it. I was going to ask you about that.
You're absolutely correct. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because I was going to talk to Mac about this. To be honest with you, they not trying to make the team better. But because it's really that front four, but not just the front four, that whole defense, just like last year, they got better as the year progressed under the system they were in. Just like they're getting better as the year progressed under the system they're in now. You feel what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with Ron Rivera. You're absolutely correct.
Okay.
Nothing. It has to do with the fact that they're really, really good at what they do, and they adapt well, and they start learning, and they get better as the year progress.
Okay.
That's what it is because they're not doing nothing. But there was only one change that they made that I felt like was a smart change on defense, which was making Landon Collins a linebacker.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, my man.
That's the smartest thing. That was the smartest move that they made. But other than that, they are not, and this is crazy. You brought this up. You know, we were supposed to get Trubisky. Did y'all hear about that?
No.
We were supposed to get Trubisky.
I heard about that.
Before the trade deadline.
I thought they
were
lying.
Before the trade deadline. Yeah. And this was real. This was authentic. You were supposed to get him, but they didn't pull the trigger.
Nope.
And that lets me know that they are tanking, and I love it, and I love every bit of it.
I feel you. I feel you.
Yes.
I hate it. I hate every bit of it.
Hey,
I was gonna say how you feel about it, Kev, but you already told us.
Well, I know the reason why. Marcus and I have discussed this ad nauseum. And his theory is not bad, actually. It's not bad because you'll get an early draft pick, and we for real, Washington needs filler pieces. And you get filler pieces in the second, third, fourth round. You don't really necessarily go to the top of the draft. So Washington can actually trade their first round pick. They can actually trade back and gather a whole bunch of picks from somebody because everybody gives up damn near the whole farm for your first round pick always.
And you know what's crazy, Cam? The thing about having those picks, right? and trading back, as long as in those rounds you're picking first in those rounds and third, you know what I'm saying? You picking first and second in those rounds. That's how you, that's how you're good. And the only way to get that is to be worse. You're worse than the league.
But you ain't gonna be worse than the league. The Lions got y'all all by themselves.
Nah,
the Lions
we will.
Holding that down, dog.
The Lions only win one game, bruh.
They gonna win another one. Trust me. They gonna squeeze out another one. They gonna squeeze one out.
Well, I don't know where they gonna squeeze it out at.
I hope it ain't this weekend.
I want to change my pick. No, let me stop.
They might win because you know they play the Bears, play the Browns, they play the Vikings.
Stop, y'all.
But that, I don't know. They might go 0-17.
The thing about the Vikings, like everybody kind of picks the Vikings based on Kirk Cousins' ability. Kirk Cousins, I don't care. It don't even have to be prime time. If it's not a 1 o'clock game, you have to worry about Kirk Cousins. If it's not a 1 o'clock game, he is subject to just throw the game, mismanage the game.
I never paid attention to that.
The Lions have not even won one game. They haven't won one game. They not won.
Yeah. The thing that bothers me about the Vikings
is, I don't know where they will get the wins from.
They'll throw the game away in the last 3 minutes of the game. I'm like, you can win it all this time, and then you're right, Marcus. They just play like that for some reason.
But Kirk, if you notice, Kirk Cousins still has problems managing the clock. He has bad clock management skills.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, tell me how y'all feel about Odell going to the Rams. I mean,
he's not
going to
make no difference over there.
I think he's going to make a big difference.
I think he's going to make a big difference. That's because the coach won't know how to use him. That's right.
Exactly. And you got a quarterback. And you got a quarterback that can sling that ball accurately. You ain't got New York. What's the name of retired Eli throwing to you? You got throwing there. He can throw that ball. Then that's their game, a passing game. He's gonna do good.
Odell. Odell Beckham is gonna play this weekend. He's gonna smash.
Yep.
Yeah, he's praying.
They're going to have him on jet sweeps
and everything.
I'm trying to tell you, he's going to eat up that 49ers defense, Matt.
He's going to get his back broke. That's what's going to happen to him. He's going to get some curls, knock this with some ramen noodles. He's going to really look like some ramen noodles out there. You playing with, boy.
But you know what?
Stop playing.
Hey, look.
Stop playing.
I had somebody say, well, they had a Jackson, and look what happened. Jackson is anytime he burns somebody down the field, he pull a hamstring and he out. Odell is a different player.
Exactly.
You know, he's a different player. Yeah. You don't want Jackson.
Uh-huh. Man, he's trying to sell the radar. Watch what I say. That man is gonna get himself hurt out there messing around.
He's gonna run so fast. He's going to run out of your screen into your living room.
He must go run into your living room. He ain't going to run in my living room.
You just keep speaking that so them football guys hear you, man, because that's what you're going to need.
I speak it every day, bro. Every day. Believe that. Every single day, I think about it, I hear about it, all that. But they ain't gonna let Odell Beckham run us out of the building, and not at home, no sir.
That
ain't gonna happen, bro.
But I mean, we got to think about history. He wasn't used with those Browns, man. They really didn't use him. So you're getting a healthy, fresh, and ready to go Odell Beckham. You know what I mean? I'm just telling you the facts, man. I'm just telling you
the fact. He's going to pull a hamstring out that joint because he ain't been, like you just said, nobody been using him. So he just was out there playing for nothing. So guess what? When he comes to try to run down the field like 57 said, he's going to pull a hamstring, and then he's going to be looking like ramen noodles again on the sidelines, rolling around, talking about he hurt. I don't want him.
And you know what? Just for that loss to me, you just put out there about that man getting hurt. Odell going to have like two touchdowns.
I just put it out there. 57 put it out there.
No, I was talking about Jackson.
He was talking
about Jackson with the injury. Yeah, I won't talk about Odell.
Oh, well, I'll talk about him.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
That's what I'm saying. You put that lock in there. Yeah, yeah. Hey, look, she didn't just say a injury. She say hamstring. She broke that down.
Damn. I heard people say hamstring, so I just put it with the thing.
Oh, okay. I hear you.
Yeah, I heard 57 say hamstring. But he wasn't talking about Odell. He was talking about the other man.
The panty line is going down. It really doesn't matter.
Wait a minute. Almost cussed. Shit bird. Talk about a keep on them panty lines. When y'all boop over yourself and let them lines beat y'all.
We beat y'all. I ain't going back to the past, though, because that's on Kale Street. Kale Street, the past. He'd love to take you back to when he beat y'all. 1953, we beat y'all 73-0, remember?
you smoking something good if last year it's 53 to you.
I'm trying to tell you, you was an overexaggerating dude, dog.
Don't you
remember
that day?
I know you do, and I remember your reaction. And I remember everything you wanted to do after that game. Hey,
okay,
fire
the whole team.
What do
you
want
to
do?
You want to fire the whole team.
That damn stage is the ball boy, the water boy, the ball boy, the equipment manager, the uniform guy. Hey, look, that, I ain't never heard nobody say they was going to fire Tide. He was ready to fire Tide with this washing liquid. I say, man, how did the laundry soap, what did the laundry soap do? Our uniforms ain't looking as good as they should have. I said, damn. We're going to beat the level of time. You like to do a little bit at a time.
When y'all lose, y'all, who do we blame? Blame the kicker. The kicker sitting over there going, but what did I do? You know, he missed three touchdowns.
You
by the kicker.
You missed it.
Every time y'all have a problem, the first person y'all fire is the kicker.
He didn't even get a chance to go into the game.
But let's fire the kicker.
I'm gonna tell you why that's not the truth. When we had the best kicker in the league, Mr. Art Monk. Mark Moses.
When he went back so far, he never heard
anybody say fire the kicker.
That's the last time he had a winner. He was probably about 3 years old and ran by the TV and saw Mark Moses.
Well, the last kicker that was good that we had, he's on your team now. Huh?
Hey, he made his field goal.
Shut up, 57. Shut up. 57. This is the wrong alley for you to walk down, bro.
Hey, look.
This is the wrong alley, Kale.
I'm gonna say this. You know the story. Leave DC and become a champion.
Uh-oh.
Damn.
Uh-oh. I hear you talking.
Does he have a ring?
I mean,
who?
the person that left us and went to your team.
He got a better chance of getting one with us than he did with the W, the AKA WPL.
Does he have a ring?
Basketball, baseball, football, everybody that leaves here become a champion. So I'm saying eventually it probably means then we going to the Super Bowl.
Hey,
y'all ain't Alex going. That's for certain. You Alex wishing your team Alex lose. That's how bad it is. You wishing. Shoot. Go out there and shoot them all. Bam, 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 bam. I don't want y'all to win.
Every time
Sunday come, I got something to do. I ain't watching football today.
You ain't never heard that from me.
Who do that?
I wasn't talking about you, Kel. I was messing with Marcus. Who do that? I was messing with Marcus that time.
There's only a couple games that I ever missed, and trust me, it wasn't intentional.
Okay.
I record.
You record it even after you know y'all got thumped. You still go back and watch it. How do you do that?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes,
sir.
I got to know my team.
You got you 57. You got to see it for yourself when they mess up.
You got to break it down.
Yeah.
Okay, Tang. Well, Tang, you make sure you watch your game this week. You record that and go back and see what y'all did wrong.
But I know what we did wrong. We didn't come to play. I saw the game.
I'm talking about the game coming, brother. The game coming that y'all about to lose.
Yes,
I wasn't watching it.
Yes,
I got to be real with you. I'm gonna take up for Tang right now. And his team, even though I don't like
All I got to say is this.
I'm the champ.
Yes, sir.
Real talk. They are included in that those teams that should not have lost.
Yes.
That I said are going to spank them other teams. they are included, bro.
Yeah, you're right. I picked them to win. Not this week, but last week I did. That's why I won the pool, Marcus.
You didn't win. It ain't no such thing as two winners, bro.
Hey, look, bro. Alabama, that we're not going to bring up their names, followed me along. You know, we ain't going to say who.
I'm just letting you know, ain't no such thing as moral victories around here, bro.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you ain't got to worry about that for sure, Marcus. Because you don't have a moral victory or victory at all, so you ain't got to worry.
I do. You forgot?
Oh, you do? Oh, before I came.
Yeah.
Before champ is here. The champ is here.
Hey, Kel.
It's 6:55, man. I can't wait till next Tuesday.
Hey, I ain't your Huckleberry for nothing.
You know.
But I am.
Come on, Steve. I can't. This champ is here. This is for 57 right here. This is 57.
I can't.
Go ahead, Steve. Do your thing, baby. We at that time.
Oh, okay. Let's do it, you guys. I want to say congratulations to all my veterans. I want to say we love you, all the veterans. Just be happy, do your best, and we love you guys. Thank you for your service and every, you know, all of that stuff. Thank you for your service. I'm sorry. Kel and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kel's Corner. Kel and Missy will also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kel and Missy are also here every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can also follow us at Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and Facebook at Kale's Corner. And also on blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean. Let's go. Let's get it, you guys. Have a wonderful weekend. And we will see you guys right back here Tuesday at 5 p.m. sharp. Love you guys. Be safe.
All right. All right. Yeah, you guys enjoy your weekend. Everybody enjoy the football. Be safe. Hey, listen. Tell the ones you love them. Even the ones you don't love, you got a strong life for it. Just tell them you love them, man, and make somebody's day. Make somebody's day. That's our homework assignment for Kale's Corner. I want to know everybody did something to make somebody else's day, and we're going to have a great, great weekend. Enjoy the football, basketball, and let's have some fun. 57, this for you, baby. Thank you.